This session's called God's Story. That feels like a huge theme, and if we were to investigate the whole of God's story, we'd be here for a very long time. But if we're ever to attempt to tell our own story of faith, it's pretty important that we have some clarity in our own minds about the basics of what we believe. Again, let me reiterate that what I'm about to say and the text in the book under Checking the Root will probably bear very little relation to one another. The Apostles' Creed, which I hope you looked at the end of the last session, and possibly during the time between sessions, is a good place to start because it sums up the basic facts about our faith as understood by the Church Universal. Not all congregations use the Creed regularly anymore, so it may be unfamiliar to you, but it's a good summary of what we believe. It makes it clear that faith is based on an understanding of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But it took hundreds of years for the Church to agree on any sort of format for a creed. So I think it's fair to say we don't need to feel that we have to know everything there is to know about God here and now. Our journey of faith is just that, a journey into understanding. And I certainly often feel the more I learn, the less I know. I remember many years ago reading something either by Oswald Chambers or Watchman Nee, who were my current favourite reflective readings at the time. But whoever it was said that our understanding of God was rather like looking at a prism which shines and reflects different colours as it catches the light. Just take a moment to think what that looks like. Imagine a prism or a crystal hanging in the sunlight and see the unexpected colours and lights that flash around the room. In the same way, the writer said, each of us will see the glory of God in our own way. There's no one way, right way, to experience God's love. That tells me that God is not one-dimensional. He or she has many different aspects, and just as we human beings are drawn to different people for different things, so it seems to me we'll be attracted to different aspects of God's nature and character at different times in our lives. We all see God's glory from our own perspective. Sometimes it'll be God the Father, the Creator, the Sustainer who feels closest to us. Other times it'll be Jesus, our ever-present friend, Saviour and Redeemer. And yet other times it'll be the Holy Spirit, our Counsellor and Guide, who shines brightest for us. And you'll have plenty of your own words which describe your understanding of God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. And I hope you'll share some of those words during your discussion. So this session is called God's Story. And yet, in our Bible study, we're focusing on the teaching of Jesus. Because in all his teaching, he pointed the way to understanding God, his Father. It seems to me that the primary message that Jesus wanted to give to each one of us is that we are loved by God with a love beyond our understanding. I'm currently using a book of daily meditations by Henri Nouwen called You Are the Beloved. Over and over again, Nouwen repeats the message that we are, each one of us, the beloved of God. It really takes some getting your head round, doesn't it? When we talk about God's story, we need to know that it's a love story of God's love for his world and the people of his creation. So, as you share in this session, I hope that you'll feel free to share your perspective on God's glory, on God's story. What light from the prism of his love shines for you? As you discuss together, I hope your understanding of God's story will shine ever more brightly. Have a good discussion.